Radio Theater, Theater on the Radio, once again, from the road. It's not unusual that we would have a technical difficulty from the road. Sarah Lawrence of Loon Opera, one of two artistic directors of Loon, the Lyric Opera of the North. And as promised, she's going to tell us what opera singers do when they're on summer vacation. And we use the word vacation very, very loosely in this instance. Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Hi.
So tell us what you're up to. You're not in town. You're doing something really exciting.
I am. I've been in rehearsal for the last 5 weeks in Minneapolis at the Guthrie Theater for The Music Man, and tonight is opening night.
Wow. So
yep.
Are you, Sarah, are you from Minnesota originally?
I was born in Minnesota, and I grew up in southern Wisconsin, but we've always had a cabin up on a lake in northern Minnesota.
So I guess I was just wondering if you, as a person who grew up with the Guthrie in capital letters and neon in my mind my whole life, you are obviously hip to what a hugely big deal this is.
Yeah, I've always, of course, and I've gone to shows at the Guthrie, I think, most of my life, so I've been there many times as an audience member, and it's pretty exciting to be dancing around on their stage.
Now, you've been a performer. You've been a performer, obviously, for in a variety of different ways for a long, long time. Are you a dancer by training, too?
No. I have taken dance lessons, and I've done lots of dancing on stage, but I'm, I guess I would call myself a singer, actor who can move, and in this case, we have a remarkably patient choreographer who's put a few people who describe themselves the same way into a really big dance number, and so I get to dance with some really good dancers.
Well, and thank heavens, you can hide. You know, the nice thing, you can hide behind them too.
Yeah, not all the time, but yes.
But
yeah,
every...
no, I love to dance, and I've had to dance in lots of shows. So, I'm just somebody who sort of gets to live the daydream right in front of a paying audience.
Wow, and that really is exciting. Now, there are many opera singers, of course. I mean, that we think about, maybe Luciano Pavarotti or Beverly Sills. I guess I'm dating myself with the opera singers I'm familiar with. Who would not do musical theater because they're kind of too cool for that? Or maybe want to use their voice in a certain way?
Yep, that's what it is. No, I don't think there was any snobbery of any sort. There's a different schedule, for one thing. Musical theater schedule is typically 8 shows a week, and it's a very different kind of singing. There'll be a long rest and then these short bursts of sort of intense singing, whereas, and it's amplified. And I think it's the 8 show a week schedule that makes opera singers a little weary. If you have to go from singing something like The Music Man or something that sits fairly low and it's more of a belty kind of production of your voice, and then go straight into Mozart or Donizetti or Rossini in the case of Beverly Sills, you just don't know that you're taking the best care of your instrument. So it's definitely not snobbery. And now these days there are plenty of people who sing opera and musical theater. It's just a little bit tricky to manage vocally because you're using different parts of your voice and you're using your voice in a different way. And you just, hope that you're being careful enough to be able to do it all.
Well, again, the purists would say that many of these shows were written at a time where you needed to be able to sing in order to hit the back rows.
That's right.
And, well, the same holds true for opera. So from that standpoint, there really isn't much of an opportunity doing a stage show for singing dramatically, quietly. Like you say,
right.
You kind of got to let it all out.
Well, in an opera, actually, one of the biggest criteria for judging the quality of a singer is how well they can sing quietly. In a room, a hall or an auditorium that was built acoustically for live unamplified sound, when everyone's playing, you know, and the orchestra is playing quietly and the singers are singing beautifully and quietly, it's really quite an experience. And in some, I think a lot of people would probably say it's the quiet moments in opera that, that move them more than the full-on, you know, singing to the back wall singing. But that's all about acoustics, and halls aren't built like that so much anymore. And now there's an expectation that musical theater will be amplified to a certain level because it's so much about the words. And so the bands get smaller, but they turn up the volume on the amplification, and then the singers have to be amplified just to compete with all the speakers.
Wow. So yeah, after
in technology,
after you finish your grueling 8 shows a week schedule, what are you really going to do for vacation?
Well, then I'm going to go do this same show at Colorado Symphony. And then the day I come home from that, we're going to start rehearsals for the Barber of Seville in Duluth. We'll actually be performing in Superior at the Superior High School on October 8th.
So
Barber of Seville is the next thing for Lyric Opera of the North.
You really don't have a grip on this whole vacation thing, do you, Sarah?
Nope.
I don't think so.
I don't think that many people in the arts really understand the concept.
Well, thank you, Sarah, so much for joining us. Break a leg in your show. And again, thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thanks, Lisa. It's fun to talk with you.
Sarah Lawrence is one of two artistic directors of Loon, the Lyric Opera of the North. She joined us this morning to talk about theater on the radio. It's radio theater on Northland Morning.